This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Labor and worker issues, the focus of an event coming up on Tuesday in Providence called Road to Economic Progress, an Agenda for Workers. And to talk about this, our guest is Rachel Flum, Executive Director of the Economic Progress Institute in Providence. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave and Mark, for having me.
What is the focus of this upcoming conference?
So, as the name implies, this is focused on an agenda for workers. You know, we're hosting this conference, which we have done every year, to look at issues that we think are important to the state. And this year, we wanted to do a follow-up from our State of Working Rhode Island Workers of Color report that was released in December. And that report looked at an overview of the Rhode Island economy and showed how the Great Recession has really impacted Rhode Island's working men and women. And what we found is that while it's impacted all of us, it has hardest hit those lower wage workers and workers of color. And so we really wanted to turn the conversation to what it looks like to improve the economy by focusing on that population rather than the top-down conversation of focusing on business, attracting businesses.
Now, this conference coming up at the Marriott in Providence, is there a particular reason for the timing of the event?
Sure. Well, we do host a policy and budget conference every spring, and we like to do it during the legislative session. This year especially, we're going to have a panel that includes local advocates to talk about policy solutions to help low-wage workers. And so it's convenient to have it while the session is still going on at the General Assembly.
Are there points that the group feels might not be brought up, need to be under the spotlight more?
Certainly. You know, we really feel like everyone is talking about how to improve the economy, but that there have not been conversations around paid earned sick leave, for instance, and other ways that can both improve the benefits for lower wage workers, which the professional workers like us enjoy, and also the paid family leave, which Rhode Island is actually a real leader in. You know, we think those parts of the conversation need to be talked about more, in addition to the earned income tax credit, which immediately helps lower wage workers put money back in their pockets, and other issues like the child care assistance, which helps people get to work if they have young children, and then certainly minimum wage. And also the driver's license for undocumented workers is an issue we think should be addressed.
Now, one of the things that is clear is that younger workers, that is, say, 16 to 24 in Rhode Island, have a much higher unemployment rate, both in the sort of the short-term numbers, but also long-term. What are the potential solutions for that? And do you see anybody embracing those solutions?
What our report found is that workers who have higher levels of education do better in the economy. And we know that Rhode Island is behind both nationally and in New England in terms of the number of people who don't have high school diplomas. So certainly we know that our youth are impacted by that, and we think that both in terms of promoting training programs for youth and just making sure that people graduate from high school and are able to access college or just have the training opportunities if college is not where they should go.
Do you see the state internalizing this message, you know, the fact that, you know, education is so important for unemployment?
I mean, I think the state is trying to focus on that. I think there are areas where they could improve. The English Language Learners Program, which is ESOL for younger children, it really seems to be lost in the conversation. It seems like the state hasn't quite figured out where to put that program, whether it's owned by RIDE or from the higher ed. And, you know, that is extremely important, especially as our demographics change in terms of helping students both graduate with a level of competency that they can then get jobs and move up the work ladder.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Economic Progress Institute Executive Director Rachel Flum. Rachel, I'm starting to hear talk about so-called middle-skilled jobs, preparation for middle-skilled jobs, where not necessarily a college degree or even a junior college degree, some sort of specialized training, though. Where do you think the thrust should be for that?
Sure. So the middle-skilled jobs is a focus that the state has been working on for a while now. The Governor's Workforce Board, I believe, has put out a report to really focus on how to get middle-skilled jobs move people up into those jobs. I think that while the governor has the Real Jobs Initiative, which is working on helping businesses find workers, that we would encourage there to be a real focus on making sure that the workers of color who we know have been left behind can move into those training programs and move up that ladder. We really are working on encouraging the demographic data to be pulled from those real jobs numbers.
What would a middle skilled job be?
My understanding is that it's less than college, but more than high school. So it's people who have sort of 2 years of college. So
this could be a healthcare technician.
Right, exactly. A CNA, which is
even advanced manufacturing, I guess, on the line, right?
Right, exactly. And there are training programs. The Governor's Workforce Board has a number of short-term training programs for folks that both in the culinary field and in the CNA field, the Certified Nursing Assistant field, where people are able to get those skills and move into those jobs. Because we know that the health care sector is really a booming one here.
Well, now, we have some guests to come in and we talk about long-term economic strategies. What about helping people right now? Would the middle skills jobs development be an example of that?
Certainly. I mean, it's certainly getting people in training programs to get them certified and moved into those jobs quicker is an option. And having the state invest in those more would be important. The things we're going to talk about in the conference that really help folks more immediately are the benefits program, the paid sick leave and earned time, and the earned income tax credit and minimum wage increases.
Now, do you engage the business community in your agenda? Because, we've studied at PBN, we've studied a lot of the job training programs, the educational programs, and really they are quite small compared to the need, as mm-hmm. many people who are looking for work. And so a lot of companies have decided they need to take it on their own. To a certain degree, generations ago, that's what happened anyway. Companies trained their own people. But it's a little bit, I think the jobs are more complex. And so some of them are doing it, but they don't feel like there's enough. Are you reaching out to businesses to say, it's not just about the government making sure that the training is there, but you need to be engaged in this as well. And what kind of response have you gotten?
Right. So we as an organization tend to focus more on the public service side. So it's not in our model to reach out to businesses directly. I mean, we certainly know that there are businesses that do this well. Taco, for instance, I think it has a great program of training their own workers and helping people yep. move up. So, we feel like our job is to do the research and data and present it. And we hope that businesses will internalize it as well as the government to do that. We know that states like Washington State really have a workforce development investment where they really work on making sure that the trainings are fully funded. And this, we believe the state could do more in terms of fully funding the public side of that and being a partner with businesses who can provide the training so it can be a dual partnership. We think that's a great model.
Okay, the Road to Economic Progress and Agenda for Workers. Road with an H at the Providence Marriott, downtown Providence, on Tuesday. And we've been talking about that with Economic Progress Institute Executive Director Rachel Flum. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at RhodeIslandFoundation.org.